With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Side Hustle School, the daily podcast all about creating freedom through the form of a money-making project without quitting your job. Now, over the years, 5 years now, going into our sixth season, we've been telling all kinds of stories, case studies, reports from the trenches. They're not really trenches. It's just like a phrase, you know. And a lot of things we talk about are, you know, success stories, right? That's just the nature of it. But last year, I had this idea to focus on failure a bit. We created this new segment called Failure Friday. It is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Like what goes wrong? Not just what goes right, but what goes wrong? Oftentimes, a lot of things go wrong on the road to right, if that can be said. I guess it can be said since I just said it. Now, these stories tend to vary, but often they start with an idea or an assumption, and then there's a bit of an exploration, an adjustment perhaps, and often a regrouping, you know, of like, okay, what do I do now based on this experience? So it's been really fun. I've learned a lot through this process, and I hope you have too, or if you're just now tuning in, I hope you enjoy the series. There's a whole bunch of them in the archives as well. Today's short story features Brian Quoclay, and we told a bit of his story before on episode 1632. Food scientist cooks up juicy profits. Brian is a scientist and food writer. He does a bunch of different things, kind of like me. So let's hear from him directly about a major failure point along the way. I think it was towards the beginning of his journey. And among other highlights, it touches on a vegan frozen banana ice cream operation that he tried to run from his dorm room at Stanford. Now that sounds pretty cool. I would love to have some frozen vegan banana ice cream. But as you'll hear, that didn't quite work out as planned. So over to Brian. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hi, my name is Dr. Brian Quoclay, and I'm the owner of a food science consulting business. In 2012, I walked 2,000 miles from Los Angeles to New Orleans. From that journey, I discovered that everything I did revolved around the food I ate, from the calories I needed to take in for the energy to keep walking, to the nutrients that kept my muscles strong and motivation high. After coming back from my walk, I was inspired by the importance of food on my journey. So I started looking into a vegan ice cream recipe that was taught to me by someone that I met while couch surfing through Louisiana. She had shown me that you can make ice cream from one ingredient and one ingredient only, frozen bananas. I thought that was so cool, and that if I could figure out how to stabilize it and improve it, it'd be awesome to see a vegan banana ice cream on the market. Remember, this was 2012. We were a little behind in our plant-based offerings back then. Dr. Pat Brown was still hanging around Sand Hill Road looking for investments for Impossible Foods. So anyway, I started buying ingredients, experimenting, and testing my recipes on my friends. I did this for about a month until I had to head up to Stanford for my dual graduate degree program in chemistry and medicine. But once I got there, I was still so interested in this vegan ice cream idea that I started selling some of it to the med students in my program. And I started reading up on research papers about ice cream and flavors. Of course, my tiny dorm room was not really a great place for making ice cream. And at the end of the day, I realized I couldn't exactly scale while simultaneously taking a massive workload of graduate courses. But I really loved the whole concept of producing food from plant-based ingredients. And I thought that even if this whole banana ice cream thing didn't pan out, I'd love to get involved in that world. After a couple of months of dragging this whole project along, I was overwhelmed and ended up making the decision to leave both Stanford programs and shutting down the whole banana ice cream side hustle. From the outside, that was probably the biggest business, professional, and academic failure of my life. The perfect trifecta. I came back home in defeat and was quite depressed for nearly a half a year. But in that time, I also started reading books about personal development, entrepreneurship, and business. And I started reading up about the world of food science technology. I figured that if I was going to sit around moping anyway, I might as well try to use up that time well. That experience opened up the opportunity to start over. And 10 years later, now I'm exactly where I envisioned myself to be, supporting the plant-based food industry as an author, food scientist, and consultant. The most important lesson I learned from that experience was that you can always hit rock bottom and always find a way to climb back up. Failure isn't forever.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is, in fact, the theme of Failure Friday. And maybe to that we should add, failure isn't forever, as Brian put it so well. Thanks so much, Brian, for sharing this transparent and truthful story. We learned so much through, you know, what has gone wrong and how someone adjusts or recovers to the process. I totally agree with, you know, I think you said something as well about starting over is so undervalued. That's absolutely correct. You know, starting over is undervalued. If you have failed at something or if you're struggling with something right now, please don't hesitate or don't be afraid to start over. It really is worth it. Absolutely. So check out Brian's website, briancuocle.com, B-R-Y-A-N. So that's Brian with a Y, Q-U-O-C-L-E.com. I'm going to link it up on the show notes page, of course, sidehustleschool.com/1882. If you've got a question or an update for us, you can also send us a message there. You can follow me on social media, or you can just tune in every single day for a new episode. All right, that's all for now. My name is Chris Killebo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.